Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
1-0. And Judge lifts a towering fly ball to right field. It is deep. Gonzalez is back. It is gone. That was much different than the Stanton one. That one had some hang time, but it winds up in the same place, and it is 4-0 Yankees.
Aaron Judge comes through again. That's his fourth home run in the call on ESPN Radio. Fourth home run in winner-take-all postseason games. We said, right, the best have to show up when it matters most. He did. Stanton did.
And what did I say right before we left? I said, this is the game where everybody's saying Judge got to come through where Stanton hits a bomb. Like, Stanton's that guy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
It's either tack on, but like when you expect the least, like he shows up. Like, and Judge has provided that for him because he was brought in here to arguably the best baseball player when he got here.
He was the most valuable player, yeah.
And because Judge has emerged as the best player on the team, the most popular player on the team, the captain, yep. It's almost how like Jeter allowed A-Rod to kind of survive and be more comfortable not having to be the guy with all the
I wouldn't
the
compare Stan to A-Rod because Stan is really like a very quiet guy.
A-Rod drew attention, but he's not a chest
lightning pounder. Rod.
He's a vain person, but he's not a person that came in pounding his chest. Mm. He wasn't like Tatis. He wasn't flamboyant. Mm. He wasn't loud. He didn't have a rebuttal. It was like Lindor. You know what I mean? I just love the fact that, you know, Stanton can show up and have a moment. And last couple of years, he's really, you know, carried this team. You know what I mean? A lot of times coming up with meaningful protection and being that big bat. When he can stay healthy, that's the issue. He can't stay healthy.
But in the playoffs, he's a weapon. And yeah. It proved yesterday as the Yankees do survive Game 5. Yes, I say survive because they survived the Guardians.
And now it starts.
And now out of the frying pan into the fire, baby. I mean, this is where it comes. It's Barton Hahn. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Yes, we are live. Why is my hair doing
it's
that?
Like
we are live from ESPN Studios in the Seaport District in New York City.
It represents the elements.
Yeah, it certainly does. But you know what else represents right now? It's New York or nowhere, baby. That's where we're at.
I tell you what, it's been a busy day around here, man. I see Tracy getting
Tracy Morgan here.
Way out.
Yep, said hello to him.
I see Doogie in the hallway. You know what I mean? I see J.J. Reddick.
J.J.'s here. All the basketball guys' legs.
Yeah, Tim Legler. Here. We're getting
and
to the Nirvana.
We are. And tomorrow. We're going to talk about it tomorrow. Tomorrow's the first Sports Nirvana Day. But we've got plenty to get to today. You're speaking about, you know, different guests and different sports. Jessica Mendoza is going to be in the Honeycomb Hideout a little bit later on the show. Looking forward to that. Yeah, some baseball, of course. We want to talk with you, and we want you to be part of Barton Hahn Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Call us at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation, presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper. It's the one fans deserve. So, yes, as I mentioned, the Yankees survive and advance. But what is it that they advance to? I had this thing where I felt like it wasn't exaltation. It was relief. And so it was relief. Even 5-1, they'd get two runners on. You're like, all right, come on. Just get through this, right? Don't give up a homer to make this thing 5-3. Just get through this. They did.
Guardians had a chance. They had two on.
Yes, they did. There were moments in the game yesterday, despite the fact that the Yankees took the quick lead, knocked out.
But how quickly did that really give them pause? The fact that Stanton could come out immediately – up 3-0, that really gave them opportunity to play from in front.
They had to. And then Nestor Cortes did a really good job on short rest. That was all good to see. So, yes, we have now our LCS matchups officially set up, although the NLCS was already underway. In fact, yesterday, the Phillies kept rolling.
2-0, baby.
This has been a 87-win team
catching fire.
So the Phillies Padres game two, everybody, 4:00 Eastern. You'll get the coverage here on ESPN Radio. So stay tuned certainly for that game two with the Phillies up 1-0 on the Padres. Now we have the ALCS. So the Yankees win yesterday, get on a plane, go to Houston. 7:00 tonight, ESPN Radio with the coverage, Yankees Astros ALCS.
No rest for the weary.
No, you gotta keep going. And you know what? We said it. If you are the Yankees, this is the third time now.
How do you psych yourself up?
This is part three of Yankees Astros. And as Aaron Judge said, this is, you got to go through them.
Past couple of years, if you're going to get to the World Series, you got to go through Houston, you know? So, you know, that's a team we got to get through. They've gotten our number past couple of years. So just about us playing our game and, you know, going out there and see what happens.
See what happens.
See, but that's what I don't like about that.
What?
And attitude reflect leadership.
Yeah.
We just got to go through it. I'm going to need a little bit more confidence from our best player. Because I'm going to need him to Brian Billick used to tell us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
When you go in to slay the dragon, you don't go into the cave timid and meek and humble. You go in there screaming like a banshee. So you never are afraid to embrace the moment. And you don't go in there, can't be, because he's like that, it's going to reflect on the other players that he's better than. If he goes in there, we got this. It's time to slay the dragon. You see what I'm saying? See how I make
but
you
how
feel?
Do you know he's not saying that in the clubhouse?
Nah, man.
Like, all right, a little bit of champagne.
No, let's go to work. No, that's not real.
What do you mean that's not real?
See, to first do anything, you got to believe it. You have to say it, and then the action comes. You don't say something privately to your guys. You're setting the tone. I don't care who we play. They're nameless, faceless objects. You don't even get them the respect if you feel that way, but you have to exude confidence. And that did not exude confidence.
Okay, well, the numbers.
If Aaron Judge would have said, yo, we're going to Houston, we're going to get our soul back. You're like, you hear what Aaron Judge said? Yo, you're right. We're going to get our soul back. Let's go.
This is the one sport where emotion works against you.
Not all the time.
I just don't feel, I get what you're saying. And for a lot of other sports, I would be with you. I don't know if this is the sport for it, and especially if I give you these numbers.
Okay.
This is not the time to talk. This is the time to just get to work.
You ain't got nothing to lose. You're expected to get your ass kicked.
The Yankees have not. The Astros, you talk about, like, you know, who's my daddy?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, the Astros have just owned this team. The Yankees against the Astros this season also, it's just been a fight. Their batting average against them in seven games this season is 151. They have the most strikeouts against the Astros than any other non-division team. So all the other divisions, obviously you play your division, you play them so much more than you play everybody else, right? Seven games, 67 strikeouts. It's more than any other team. So they know how to pitch to you. They know how to keep you off the bases. They just know how to play against you.
You know,
and the problem is the Yankees don't have those same answers for them. This is the third time around now they're going to face them. What is the zero? What are you doing?
I care zero. Listen, it don't matter.
All right, how about what Vegas?
You just got to get. I don't care what Vegas makes.
Vegas has the Astros at 180 at -185. The Yankees are +165. It's their. It's the longest odds in a playoff series for the Yankees since the 1976 World Series against the Big Red Machine.
Can I ask you this?
I mean, nobody thinks they can win this thing.
Can I ask you this?
What?
What was the odds for the Dodgers to lose?
You're right.
What was the odds for the Braves to lose?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about your stinky analytics, geek squad. I'm ignoring them when they don't benefit me. When they benefit me, then I look at them.
All right.
When they don't, I don't pay attention to them.
Trash.
It don't matter.
It's like pro football focus. I only listen to it when it's good.
It's
a good
grade. Exactly. The Braves last year. What was their odds? The Phillies are doing what they're doing. You think if they paid attention to the odds don't matter. How significant they are don't matter. The odds don't matter. Right now, I need my leader to catch lightning in a bottle, and I need him to feel like he about to go have the best series since Reggie Jackson. I need him coming there oozing machismo, because if he oozing machismo, I might just mess around and hit something blindly, because I'm saying this. I might just run make contact.
Did you ever see the movie Meatballs? It's from the 70s. Bill Murray. It's about summer camp.
Yeah.
You remember when he gives a speech? It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't
it
matter.
It doesn't.
Like, that's what you're doing right now.
You have to be crazy to win a championship. So you got to believe listen, I don't like
this. I think they believe.
No.
But I don't think they have enough.
You don't do that.
Reality is what it is.
It ain't about having enough. All you have to do is win four. You don't have to be the better team. You just have to be the better team in this series. Guys just need to do things that they didn't mean to do.
Now you're going Herb Brooks on.
You just need to mess around and make contact. Somebody need to make a big play. Somebody need to hustle. Listen, more people lose games than win them. So make them have the human error.
And this team.
Press them.
This Astros team.
Agitate them. Get underneath their skin.
Okay.
See, that's why. They don't have nobody. They need a resident a-hole. That's what they need. Because I will be all talking about, Altuve's a cheater. Let me see the tattoo. I will piss them off. I have to, Altuve trying to meet me in the hallway. Let me talk to you, man.
Like Josh Naylor did to them?
Yes.
Because they just wouldn't stop rocking the baby yesterday. Yes. I mean, they just went on and on and on.
Somebody got to be the agitator.
We shall see. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
You got me hyped up, man. I feel like Jerry Jones yesterday trying to fight and two grumpy old men fighting. You know what I'm saying? What's those odds?
We certainly have to get to that, but we've got some calls to get to on this topic, so let's get to them. We go to Mike in Jersey. What's up, Mike? Mike.
Come on, Mike. You're the first one.
How you doing?
There we go, Mike. Bring some heat.
Yeah.
We got you.
Like the show. Big Yankees fan. Can't wait to beat Houston. And I knew I wouldn't get on later, Alan, but I can't wait to hear your comments about LeBron James and just how soft a whiner he is. Thank goodness Judge isn't like him. The guy just can't get enough. He just whines and whines and whines. My goodness gracious.
After one game, Mike, it's amazing. After one game, he's already being the GM of the team after one game. We'll get to LeBron. Thank you, Mike.
Miles Turner today?
I'll be there. You're talking about Les Snead? F them picks?
He's trying to make a trade right now.
I don't care. 2029, I won't be here. Hell with it. Give him up.
I'll play with Bronny.
It's crazy, but it's literally what's happening. Let's see. We go to Pennsylvania to talk to Jason. What's up, Jay?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on?
I'm just calling to say props to the NL, the underdogs winning.
Yep.
I love that. I always love the underdogs. And my prediction is Phil's over Yanks in the World Series. And the only team to win two in a row is going to be game 6 and 7. It's going to go back and forth before that. And it's going to be an epic World Series.
Thanks for the chat, guys. Game 6 and 7 will be the back-to-back wins. And he's got the Phillies-Yankees, a little rematch.
Ooh. Everybody's feeling Philly. They saying double down on Philly.
Hey, look.
How'd your Philadelphia 76ers look yesterday?
Yeah, it wasn't a good third quarter.
Man.
That was not a good third quarter. I got plenty to say about that, too. Let's get one more here on this topic. We got lots to get to, of course, as you know. So, we go to Denver to talk to Terrence about this. What's up, T?
What's up, Han? How are you doing this morning?
I'm good.
Hey, Bart, I just want to tell you, I will be there on Sunday with a 57 jersey on, screaming my head off. Can't wait.
Yeah,
baby. Can't wait to hear Mark Slareth cry on Monday.
Yeah.
Cannot wait for the Yankees to beat the brakes off the Houston Astros. Oh my God, this weekend is going to be epic.
Just the energy that I need from Judge.
I love hearing him out here speaking.
Come on, man.
Terrence's energy.
We're being a gentle giant, man.
That's right. We do.
Say, I crush you like grape, like girly man.
We do. You know what? We do.
That's what Judge used to say to the ball.
We can crush girly men like grape.
Yes.
That's right.
You know who the girly man is? Little Altuve. He looks my little baby. I rock him to sleep. My little Guillermo.
Jordan Alvarez is not little. And I worry about
He's smaller than Judge. What's up?
All right.
We shall see.
We shall see. All right. More of your calls on this at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Because that's the question I have here is, do the Yankees have a chance? And if they do, what will it take?
Look, are you
to
saying?
Win
you said
this
the New York Yankees.
Yeah, against the
have
Astros.
A chance.
Can they beat the you Astros in this series?
Because most people
think they can't.
You're a Yankee fan. Am I supposed to be giving them the Mickey thing?
I want to ask that question.
Okay.
I can tell you what I think.
I don't know.
But I'm asking the question.
Listen,
can I just ask the question?
You come in here, your hair all over the place.
Yeah,
you seem like you ain't slept. You seem like you're nervous.
I am nervous.
You got a little anxiety.
It's the first game of the season for me tonight, man. I got lots to do today. I'm busy.
Man, don't worry. They don't play the Pistons to Friday.
Pistons play tonight, too.
I know. I don't know who to root for, man. Bobo or man.
While Bart figures that out, we've got to talk about NFL owners gone wild. But first, I've got to tell you about, or Bart's got to tell you about Granger.
Oh, I got some Granger?
Now, this is you telling me about Granger.
Let me tell you about Granger. For all the ones who get it done. Granger's here for you, and they're always there to help. Granger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, along with 24/7 support, experienced staff, and curbside pickup at over 250 local branches. And get this. You can get free access to their product specialists ready to help you track down those hard-to-find items. Plus, Granger's commitment to being your safety partner can help keep your facility safe and your peoples even safer. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop on by. I'm sure they'll pick up.
Commanders owner Dan Snyder has told associates he's used private investigators and other sources to gather dirt on fellow owners, coaches,
including Jerry Jones, as well as people in the league office and Commissioner Roger Goodell. It really is going to come down to the other owners that a partner has allegedly dug up dirt on them and is prepared to use it if his back is against the wall to keep his franchise.
He has told people some of that stuff could blow up the league. That's a quote that he told somebody. They can't F with me.
Very vital around. Don't do it. Look, you're a bad teammate. You know I got to be on TV tonight, right? Like, you know I got to sit next to Wally Szczerbiak and his luxurious eyebrows. And I'm trying to stay fit. I'm trying to stay healthy. And you've got all these cookies. And so he's taking the... What is that called?
The air can?
Yeah, he's taking that you're supposed to use on computers, and he's blowing the smell of the cookies towards me. Bart's a bad teammate.
Hey, man, I worked out yesterday.
Like, that's calories right now. I just inhaled calories.
I can see the weight coming down.
No,
going up.
It's going up. Yeah. I can feel it already. I'm just starting right here. It just starts to like...
The double chin's coming out.
Well, the way you're talking, you're going to need some comfort food because you're Yankees.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. This isn't the Allen I'm used to.
It's
game one. Why are you scared already?
We will get back. Nobody's scared.
Okay.
We will get back to the Yankees and the baseball conversation a little bit later on. But we've got to get to this because this is a huge story. All right. Spartan Hahn coming to you live from Seaport District, Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. And yes, we have your calls and we will get to them. Stay with us on that. But other news of the day involves some owners and some fighting. I mean, some smoke, Bart Scott.
Grumpy old man.
So no one has, like Jerry Jones and whatnot, no owners yesterday at the owners' meeting wanted to say anything at all about Dan Snyder. Yeah. And that whole report that came out by ESPN last week, not me. Nobody wanted to talk about it. Sidestepping. And here comes Jim Irsay.
You know, it's a difficult situation. You know, I believe that there's merit to remove him as owner of the Redskins. I think it's something that we have to review. We have to look at all the evidence, and we have to be thorough in going forward. But, you know, I think it's something that has to be given serious consideration to. Unfortunately, I believe that that's the road we probably need to go down. And we just need to finish the investigation. But it's gravely concerning to me, the things that have occurred there over the last 20 years.
So the owner of the Indianapolis Colts, first of all, refers to Redskins as they're the Commanders now. But secondly, makes it pretty clear.
Took the gray out.
He's the one guy that's saying, I'm not afraid to talk. I'm going to say it.
This guy needs to go. We don't care if he got no stuff on me. Everybody know what I did. Now, it's been public what I've done.
Now let me ask you. If he says it, will the other owners then finally, like, you know, all right, yeah. Because Jerry won't say a thing.
Well, Jerry won't because, you know what I mean, that's supposed to be his friend. They both were, they're two of the most profitable
franchises. Now, remember,
franchises.
The whole thing is that Snyder's got all this dirt on everybody, and if everybody turns on me, I'll turn on them and whatever, all that stuff. Whatever. And Irsay's probably like, man, all my problems
everybody
have
knows.
Been very public.
We all
everybody
know.
Knows my problem.
But also, you know, he has two young daughters that are going to take over the franchise when he, you know, moves on or decides to step down.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to make sure that you don't have these type of people around.
Good,
because
good
how will he look at their voice as one of the 32? When you look down on women or demean women and you know you have these misogynistic type of views, can't be allowed. So this is him stepping up for, I believe, his franchise in the future because he knows his daughters are going to take over the franchise.
It's interesting that no one else wanted to talk about it, but of course Roger Goodell,
Cowards.
The NFL commissioner, he did have to give some reaction to what Irsay had to say about a fellow owner in Dan Snyder.
Are you surprised? Are you disappointed that Jim Irsay had strong comments about it?
No. How do you like that?
How do you feel about it?
How do I feel about what?
His comments.
I just said, and I said it to the membership, speculation without facts is not a very positive thing to do. I think everyone deserves to have facts and to make sure those decisions are made with facts. And the membership will have that opportunity.
BS translator for me?
Yeah, like I'm working on my extension. I'm trying to get stuff done. Let's just be quiet. Let's not pull the cart before the horse. It's one of those things. Like he seemed uncomfortable, agitated, But the question had to be asked, especially when you have a member. And I think every other owner is glad that he said that. But they won't say it, but he's glad that one of them said it so it can be out there, so the dialogue
can
be out
there. No, when he was, are you surprised? No.
Yeah. Because I feel probably within that room is some outrage. Mm-hmm. Like, this dude's been bad for business for a long time. Mm-hmm. And we sitting up here as billionaires talking about we intimidated by this dude? How is one more important in the group? He got to go. He going to get compensated.
But Roger's saying facts and speculation.
Man, is there not enough facts out there to remove him from already what we already know?
But I think what Roger's trying to do is not turn this into a circus, not turn it into
too late.
A soap opera. Well, no, because if he publicly starts doing this. No. Focus on the games. Focus on our league. Let's not make this a story that is going to be the headlines. Let's not do this. So, let's not speculate. Let's not do this. We're going to handle this behind closed doors. And by the way, the reference to the NFL's a mafia, ain't that how the mafia kind of handles it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, isn't that the legend of how the mob does things? Is
somebody get the okay to whack him? It's usually your own guy.
Yeah, just all of a sudden it's going to be a Friday morning news dump, and by the way, he's gone. How'd that happen? Well, I don't know.
How about the
it's weird. He's just selling a team. Weird.
Can I get some clarification on this? If Bezos has a TV partnership with them,
can he own buy the team? I don't believe so. I can't imagine.
So what, they don't give it to Google to take it over?
I don't know.
Because it's been reports he already owns the news, the news with the Washington Post, right?
Who?
Bezos.
I don't know.
And Roger Goodell have been real cushy with each other. And if that opens up, can't nobody outbid Bezos he wants to be in football.
It's all stuff that I think has to... There's a course to this. We all want the pound of flesh. But Bart, you understand.
Yeah, I know.
There's a course to this thing, and I think that's what Roger's trying to do. Quickly, though, speaking of Roger.
Roger's trying to get money.
How about this story that emerged yesterday, too? Seth Wickersham and Don Van Natta Jr., they've been all over this stuff. So during this meeting that they had yesterday, had nothing to do with Dan Snyder. It had to do with Roger and his extension.
Yes.
And voters were 31-1 to permit their compensation committee to open negotiations for a new contract for Roger Goodell.
Coming off a $50 million deal.
So who is the one dissenting vote? That'd be Jerry Jones. And I guess, you had Robert Kraft leading the way in the majority to support it. And Jerry Jones, kind of in their arguments in the owners-only session, said to Kraft, don't F with me.
Yeah, do you need 32?
And no, you just need a majority. And they certainly got it, 31-1. And then, so he said that, and Kraft's like, excuse me? And he said, don't mess with me.
Ooh.
Cleaning up the language a little bit.
How did they get that? Are they sitting there with that little scope that they had that they put against the wall? And are they ear hustling? How did they hear that?
Some owner was like, yo, this went down in here. Somebody did
that.
So
they dry snitching amongst the ranks already. That should have got out.
That's some drama. We like it. We like it. We also love the reporting.
I need to talk about
that. You know who else we like? We like Kimberly A. Martin. We like her so much, we think she needs to make her debut in the Honeycomb Hideout next. What is the significance of Ursay speaking out? She'll tell us. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And... boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott.
It's all about
presented by Progressive
Benjamin,
Insurance.
Baby. It's all about the Benjamins.
Hey, you remember the Honeycomb commercial where they said, the Benjamin. Let's go to the Honeycomb Hideout?
Yeah, man.
Well, let's do that right now, because who's in the Honeycomb Hideout with us today?
The Queen!
Kimberly A. Martin.
What up, what up?
And the voice for radio, too, right?
And she got the kiwi gel tips going on right there, you know what I'm saying? You know nothing about them gel tips.
The only thing we don't get to see in the Honeycomb Hideout are the J's that she wears all the time. You saw them on Get Up this morning, though.
Yeah, Max and Jay, they showed it earlier.
They're going to have to give you a sponsorship.
Say that a little louder.
They're going to have to give you a sponsorship.
Dear Michael Jordan, please come find me. Thank
you. No doubt. No doubt. We're all feeling that.
I call him Jeffrey, but okay.
Jim Irsay being the one owner to speak up, or not, I wouldn't say speak out, but comment. He dared to comment and say what he said about Daniel Snyder.
Yes.
No other owner has so far. But him doing it, why does it matter?
Okay. Number one, let's just pause and reflect on the fact that Jim Irsay, of all people in the world, who has talked openly about addiction and drug use is saying, this guy, he's out of pocket. He's got to go. There's enough reason and enough merit to get him up out of here. Like, I think people looked at Jim Irsay and said, why? He has no leg to stand on. I think the fact that it's Jim Irsay speaks volumes. And don't get it twisted. Jim Irsay being the one to speak, he's not the only one that feels that way. He's just the one that came out front and center. I'm curious to see how many other owners who feel the same way in the coming days, coming weeks, coming months will actually step out in front and speak. Because it shouldn't just be Jim Irsay, because Jim Irsay was speaking for a lot of people yesterday.
Well, Jim Irsay is like, hey, y'all got all my skeletons. They fell out the closet.
He can investigate me till the cows come home. I don't care.
It's open.
Right. Come on in.
You want the copy? I already have some.
Fair point. Okay, then what's next in this situation?
So you asked, why is it significant?
Yeah.
Because yesterday was the first moment that I, as somebody who worked for the Washington Post and covered this football team for a bit and has covered the NFL for a long time, felt like that was a seismic shift. That was something that is unprecedented. Another owner speaking out against another owner. You don't see that. It's kind of like they're a clique. These billionaires, they're a clique, and it's one of 32, and they all have shared interests. One guy seems to be rogue right now, and it's almost like they're tightening ranks and saying, yeah, he can't be with us right now. Like, there's enough reason to get him out of here. And as long as I've covered the NFL, people have talked about Daniel Snyder and saying, yeah, he's no good for the Shield and the way he runs his business and his organization, but the owners won't vote him out. Yesterday was the first time I thought, oh, if Jim Irsay is saying, yeah, I think we probably could get to 24, that to me is a big deal.
What timeline are we on? I'm assuming that right now it wouldn't be this year.
Right.
But they'll have something on maybe next offseason. They wouldn't want to do anything during the season.
No.
They would probably want to have some type of, you know, after the Super Bowl, before the start of the new season.
Yeah.
So what type of timeline are we on?
That's the interesting part. That I don't know. I don't think this is Jim Irsay spoke yesterday. We're going to get a vote during the season. The guy's going to be out of here. I think this is a process that could drag on, but I think this could be a situation where the votes are gotten. And it's, you know, when people get fired, but really it's announced as, you know, we mutually parted ways.
Step down.
Or, you know, we decided it was best for us to go our separate way.
Right.
You know, conscious uncoupling. Maybe the NFL and Daniel Snyder will have unconscious uncoupling or whatever, conscious uncoupling. But I think it because he's been very vocal about, I refuse to sell the team. Mm-hmm. I think you have a majority vote. If the owners say, no, you need to sell the team, something will happen. I just don't know when, because we consider this. There's the whole backdrop of all these investigations that are now being done on Snyder for financial impropriety, workplace misconduct, sexual assault, and all this stuff within his organization. Those have to be wrapped up. And I think that's when owners will feel like, okay, once we figure out what Mary Jo's, what she comes back with, then we'll be able to determine. Mary Jo White.
Kimberly Martin joining us here on the show. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. The owners' meetings were yesterday, and Jim Irsay's comments, the Colts owner, were very interesting and very pointed about Daniel Snyder. Nobody else wanted to comment about it, but one little tidbit did come out of that meeting, and know it not about Roger Goodell and him being approved to go forward with a new contract, a new deal, but the fact that two owners had beef, two very powerful owners had beef.
Put it up. Put it up.
What do you make of Jerry Jones and Robert Kraft having that just little bit of, hey, don't F with me, you know, excuse me, yeah, don't mess with me. Is there history there, or is this just, you know, this is the boys being boys kind of thing in a heated moment?
I think it's both. I mean, think about it. Like, when you think about NFL owners, the ones that stand out, it is Jerry Jones. It is Robert Kraft. I mean, you got Robert Kraft getting Meek Mill to perform at his wedding over the weekend. Like you know that these guys, they are very high profile.
That's pretty good.
And it's almost like
Ed Sheeran too.
You know, the two guys that want, it's 32 owners, but you realize that there are some alphas in the room, like personality wise. Mm-hmm. It feels like slap boxing to me. Like, it's just sort of pillow fighting between billionaires. Like, I got more money than you. You know, it's just like, but it provided a window into what really goes on behind closed doors and how it can be just as petty and silly, even when you have a lot of money. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't change
anything. The drama is there.
The drama is there, baby.
Now it almost makes me want to have, like, you know, the Lakers series that was on for a while
was nothing
based on fact. It was all just drama and speculation. There needs to be now something about
there needs to be a 30 for 30 type of
I think a series like Power or something like that, but it's NFL owners and it's just how that whole machination worked, because that could be
who's going to be Tommy. But anyway, I wanted to ask you, like, they went there for a reason, and we thought that maybe the main reason there was so that they can talk about, you know,
the roughing the passer.
Can we get some information on the actual thing that may affect your fantasy team this year?
And here's the thing. Fans are going to be disappointed, but they're not going to do anything.
Not now.
Not now. No. I mean, they went into the offseason sort of like, okay, how do we sort of deal with this sort of thing? They felt like they're at a good place with it. Like, they talk about how the roughing the passer penalties are down from a year ago. The problem, though, is you've got roughing the passer penalties affecting games, how games are officiated in the moment, the protecting the quarterback. And even Troy Vincent, who works for the league office, and Rich McKay down in Atlanta, talking about how protecting the quarterback, that's going to be the priority. We knew that all along. The way they've changed rules over the years, as Bart well knows, to protect offensive players and to protect quarterbacks. Because when your quarterback is down, like, you've got nothing. Like, even Troy Vincent said that. When the quarterback is off the field, your chances of winning,
it's the most precious commodity in the sport.
Yes, right. And that is what the NFL... I'm not saying I disagree with Bart. Rich McKay disagrees with Bart. Mm-hmm. It's like we're not trying to open up that can of worms right now. And they like the way they have it. And if I think the NFL feels like if, you know, one call, people feel like there's outrage over, we'd rather that than a quarterback getting dangerously, you know, injured.
Yeah, don't overreact, I guess, to one incident, even though if you're the Atlanta Falcons, you want to overreact
to
it.
As you should.
Kmart, great to see you in the Honeycomb Hideout.
Good to see you guys.
Thanks so much. Kimberly A. Martin, of course, one of the best we have here, ESPN NFL reporter. You see her on all the shows, certainly, as well, and the First Take, Her Take podcast. Make sure you listen to that. All right, we've got your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Han.
Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's get to the calls. We got Adam in Jersey. What's up, Adam?
What's going on?
What up?
Yo, Bart, come on, man. The Ravens, they're making me sick to my stomach, man.
Yeah, I know.
Please use some Barsha Thompson. Tell me if we're going to work things out, please.
They're going to get...
These blown leads, man. These blown leads, I can't take anymore. I literally just can't take it anymore. I mean, Lamar needs to throw the ball away. He's my guy, but he needs to throw the damn ball away.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest takeaway. But I think they're going to be getting healthy at the right time. Bowser's practicing. Ajobu is practicing. Deshaun Jackson. That's just to run the top off the defense so that you can't just sit on Lamar Jackson and all the vertical horizontal routes. And I think they need to make a move. I mean, if I was them, I would be in the market for OBJ, who's going to be available in December. But they're going to be getting a lot of guys back healthy. Justin Houston to come back. I think they're going to get healthy at the right time. Even with all the mistakes in the three games they should have won that they lost, they're still sitting right there at the top of the division.
Sean Jackson, huh?
35, you know, like Daryl Green. You never stop being able to run. You can't teach speed. You either got it or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And last year he was with Oakland Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And he's got the old number one, right? He started with the Rams. He ended up in Vegas. I mean, hell, who's the guy? Gordon. If Gordon still got it, he finally got released. This dude hasn't played in 8 years and still been on 20 teams, won a championship without taking a damn snap.
Right.
I mean, he's going to provide them something that they need. That's just somebody that can take the top off the defense, much like Hollywood Brown used to do for them last year.
Right.
So that's going to allow them to be able to open up all those horizontal routes underneath.
So you feel like, and if you look at the division too, is nobody really running away there, right?
Right.
So the Ravens are just in a weird place.
Yeah, they're in the first place, but they're losing games. We don't expect them to lose.
It's not a good look, right? It's not a good looking first place.
They look dominant, then it gets to the fourth quarter, like, man, what the hell?
And they fall to pieces.
You just up 10. What are you doing? What happened?
But I go back to when we were talking with Matthew Judon yesterday and talking to you guys again, former Ravens. He didn't want to touch it, but I know you do. That doesn't feel Raven to me, right?
The defense is going to get better.
The fourth quarter is about lock it down, especially when you have double-digit leads.
And you have Pro Bowl. You
defense,
have three Pro Bowlers
shut
in the secondary.
It down.
Three Pro Bowlers.
Wink Martindale's departure, are they feeling the effects of this?
Nah, I think they're just trying to get identity, and they're not all the way healthy, and now they're going to be getting healthy at the right time. I think it's just as simple as that. And they're starting to learn, much like the Jets, how they struggle early in the year. But because they've been able to play together, they've been able to kind of get some chemistry off of each other.
It'll be interesting to see. Again, you know, the Ravens are that team we thought might have Super Bowl potential. But so far early in the season, they look very ordinary. We'll have more of your calls next.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Bart and Han.
It's Bart and Han, presented by Progressive
Whose
Insurance.
World is this? It's mine.
So we're asking, mine. I mean, I'm asking the question. It's Yankees Astros ALCS for the third time since 2017.
It's a charm.
They face each other for the third time since 2017, and I asked the question, how do they beat them? How can they beat them? Because they have dominated them, and pitching has been the story. So I can tell you how. You know, I know I might sound negative. But I can tell you how they can beat them. But I want to know from those who will be watching, do you think the Yankees can win this series? Or is this the Astros series? And whoever wins this is going to win the World Series. We shall see. All right, let's go to news from Barton on Nation. We've got Victor in Connecticut hitting us up on the Dr. Pepper call line. What's up, Victor?
What's up, guys? Long time, first time. Alan, you're my guy. Well, Bart's right. We can't go in there thinking we're going to get mollywopped. There's no team left that was supposed to be there. Braves gone. Dodgers are gone. The Mets are gone. In 2018, or 2017, the Cleveland Indians, Hoover, whatever. We went over there. We won that. Anything can happen in a seven-game series, man.
Let's
go, Yankees. Can't wait. That's what we have to do.
All right, Victor. I appreciate it. I mean, you have to have the optimism, of course. I just... the realism of what the numbers tell you, and then you see the odds. The fact that Vegas is like, Yankees have no chance to win this.
Vegas don't know everything.
I mean, they usually know.
Vegas didn't have Atlanta, the start of the playoffs last year, winning.
But I will.
They damn sure they had a Cincinnati Bungles in the Super Bowl.
You want a reason?
Yeah, give me a reason.
History tells me why the Yankees can win this series.
Oh.
Not history against Socrates. The Astros. Not history against the Astros. It's history of the sport and what happens in situations. Our sports and information group has a great little tidbit here that caught my attention.
A nougat?
Mm-hmm. So, the Yankees have led the league in home runs, right?
Yeah.
The Astros, fewest home runs allowed.
Spin rate.
Over the last 15 seasons, there have been two other playoff series between league leaders in home runs hit and fewest home runs allowed. In both of those series, one involved the Yankees, in fact, 2017 ALDS against Cleveland. The other one, by the way, was 2008 NLCS, Phillies and Dodgers. In both of those situations, which team do you think won the series? The one that hit the most home runs or the one that allowed the fewest?
This would be the classic matchup of offense versus defense.
That's correct.
They usually say
power
they
hitting
usually say great
power
defense.
Yeah, pitching.
They usually say great defense beats great offense.
Yeah.
But you got a little gleam in your eye, Alan. I think you're coming to life. I see you standing up straight. You have a little bit more belief.
Well, if you're watching,
I'm going to go with the Yankees.
Yes, if you're watching, by the way, us as you can on the ESPN app, the simulcast is there. They jumped ahead and put up the graphics, so there it is, Bart. Yes, the team that hit the most home runs won the series both times.
Let me hear you say it, Alan. I.
Anything is possible.
I. Repeat after me, Alan. I.
Anything is possible.
I. Believe.
Don't do it.
We.
I believe it's going to be a.
I believe that we can win.
Anxiety.
I believe that we can
anxiety
win.
Anxiety.
I believe that we can win.
It's going to be an anxiety.
I believe
riddled
that I can win.
Series.
Believe it, Alan.
I want to believe it.
Got to believe it to achieve it.
I want to believe it. I want to believe it.
Yes. Listen, your mouth says it. Everything about you coming out is saying it. Your body language slumped over. Your hair's out of place. What the hell's going on, Alan?
My hair's still out of place. Is it?
You're slouched over. Your it's body now, you're not sitting up proud. You're supposed to have, you usually have your chest strut up. Like,
what am I wearing?
Yeah, but I can't read it because you're slumped over. You're showing it to the ground. I need to see your chest out like a peacock.
He's not positive.
Yeah, you feel it too?
I do feel it.
He would be
bringing me down.
Alan would have told me to shut up twice. Y'all would have been sitting up here high-fiving, giving each other, you know, verbal high-fives. And now...
I feel like we could change him, though. I think we'll be
maybe,
all right.
You know, I'll tell you what. I'm going to give Jessica Mendoza the opportunity
she
to
can
talk
convince
me
you.
Into why the Yankees can win this series. We'll do that next.
Bart and Han.